We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys,
Bunch of jackass.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Where's Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
The evil laugh after that going into Donkey today. You really are hell.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Did you see that?
He's a Grinch.
I don't think that you just took an aspirin. I think you just took something else.
Oh, man. Donkey today for Tuesday, December 12th, goes to 17-year-old Jevin Allen and his older brother, 22-year-old Jarek Allen. More so to Jarek because Jevin is only 17, but actually to both of them. Okay, but Jarek, you're 22. You're supposed to know a little bit more than Jevin. Just a little bit more, because we all know that the prefrontal cortex doesn't fully mature until 25 years old. But here's the thing. Jevin is a basketball player. Okay, he got benched by his coach. Mm-hmm. His coach benched him because of his behavior toward an opposing team player. I don't know what Jevin did to the other player, but whatever he did warranted his coach benching him, or his coach thought it warranted a benching. All right, cool. Trust the coach. All right, the coach is the coach for a reason. The coach is someone who tells you what you don't want to hear, who has you see what you don't want to see so you can be who you have always known you could be. Well, Jevin didn't see it that way. Neither did his family. Because when the team returned back to the high school, Jevin and his family were waiting in the parking lot for the coach.
Yeah.
And this happened. Let's go to KHOU 11 for the report, please.
A Willis High School basketball player is out on bond, accused of attacking his coach. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, 17-year-old Jevin Allen was upset about being benched during Tuesday night's game against Conroe. He and his older brother, Jarek, are accused of then waiting for the coach outside the school, then attacking him in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Both are charged with assaulting a public servant. Willis ISD telling us the coach is recovering well tonight. The district goes on to say they determined the student's address was no longer valid, so he has been withdrawn from the district, and they are deeply saddened by this incident and will not tolerate this behavior from students.
And they shouldn't tolerate it, Okay, everybody can't be crazy. You and the brother. I expect the 17-year-old to bug out. I expect the 17-year-old to have low emotional IQ. But where are the adults? Where are the OGs? Where are the older people in the family to say, no, Jevin, the coach is right? Or even if you don't think the coach is right, knowing you can't resort to violence. Jarek, you're 22 years old. You gotta tell your little brother you can't resort to violence just because he didn't get his way. This sense of entitlement that exists amongst people in this era is insane to me. And the fact that nobody is telling this 17-year-old this isn't the way to handle this, and instead they are saying, yeah, you right, we gonna whip his ass with you, is insane to me. Now, I know 22 ain't the oldest, but damn. Also, Allen, Allen's, since it's Jevin and Jarek, tell me what college is Jevin going to get in? What college team is going to want Jevin to play for them when they know this is what could potentially happen when things don't go his way? Just because he didn't get his way, you know, him and his brother decided to whip the coach's ass. Not to mention, now you have an assault on a public servant charge on your record, which is also going to make your life more difficult, all because you made an emotional decision. This is why I don't understand when men talk about women. Women don't know how to control their emotions. Humans don't know how to control their emotions. Okay, by the way, this is why social and emotional learning needed to be taught in schools, kindergarten through 12th grade, because Jevin and Jarek absolutely needed to exercise emotional control. Take a deep breath instead of reacting right away. Okay, whether positive or negative, give yourself a moment to process what happened. Okay, find out what you're feeling, replace negative thoughts, channel your energy, explore your emotions. There is a plethora of things you can do before you resort to violence, but my biggest issue in this situation is nobody is leading this young man or young men correctly. Jarek, you the big brother. You're not an OG by any means. I'm 45. I was born in 1978, so to me, you a baby. But this news report said Jevin's family was in the parking lot. I don't know. I just know that there was nobody there to tell these young men, this is not the move. Old men for counsel, young men for war. But when no counsel is being provided by the older folks, what are these young people to do but go to war? Because the biggest war they're fighting is with themselves. Please give Jevin Allen and Jarek Allen the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
The president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee pulled up his stats for the 23-24 season.
Mm-hmm.
15 points per game.
Okay.
Three assists.
Mm-hmm.
Three steals.
Mm-hmm.
Games played, one. Okay. That's a decent stat line for one game.
Games played, one.
That's a decent stat line for one game, young Jevin.
All right.
Okay, but you got to learn some emotional intelligence. Okay. Your emotional IQ has to be way higher than that, because in life, things aren't going to go your way, okay, all the time. And if the coach benched you because you made a poor decision, the coach knew exactly what he was doing. That just gives you an opportunity to think about, you know, the decisions you make moving forward. If you indeed want to play, but all now right. You ain't playing for nobody because you made an even worse decision after the coach benched you for making a poor decision. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Always remember that.
But did the coach fight back?
They said people came to
help him out.
Help him out.
He would have got in trouble if he fought back.
I don't know.
No, it was defense. It was self-defense.
Because he's a 22-year-old brother. He ain't in school. He get his ass whipped. Mm. Lucky he ain't get shot.
He had the right coach.
That's right. And he was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky he ain't get shot.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're asking, would y'all delete social media for a healthy relationship? That is the question. 800-585-1051.
Healthy relationship with who? Yourself? Your spouse?
With your girl or your man or your spouse. It doesn't matter who you're into. A lot of people feel like social media breaks relationships up.
Yeah, I think everybody need to delete their social media if you don't have a healthy relationship with yourself. Because that's the relationship I see people ruining the most. The relationship they have with themselves.
So that is the question. Will y'all delete your social media for a healthy relationship? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.